Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hello, this is Dave Martin, your success coach, and I'm so excited you've joined me this week for Success Made Simple. Trying to break it down, make it easy for you to put these. Now, look, it's going to take work, hustle, your time and energy, but I'm trying to make the principles easy for you to understand so that you can put them to practice in your life immediately. And that's what we do here at Success Made Simple. This month, we're talking about the subject of fearlessness. It's one of the chapters in this book, Another Shot, A Game Plan. Listen, if you don't have this book, I encourage you, stop what you're doing right now. Just click that button, order it, and we'll send it right to you. I'm telling you, it will really, really challenge you and encourage you and hopefully motivate you to make some major changes in your life. Fearlessness is what we're talking about today. I like what George Patton said. He said, courage is fear holding on a minute longer. What do you do with fear? What do you fear? When you start thinking about that, what are the things that hold you back? What are the what's that one thing that creates a paralysis in your soul and causes you to avoid even thinking about the possibilities? We all have those things, and a lot of times our fears are numerous, and our fears are diverse, a lot of different fears. Some of the most common fears that we have are fears of the unknown, fears of loneliness, fears of disappointment, fear of rejection, fear of failure, and the list goes on, fear of death, fear of speaking in public. There's all kinds of fears that people have. And people are afraid of heights, afraid of snakes, afraid of spiders, afraid of water, afraid of the dark. You can go on and on. So do we ever get up enough courage to do something different? And how do we even get up enough courage to leave our house? I mean, when you really think about it. And I found that many times, and what I put in here is I'm going to give you some reasons, four things. Four, not three, four. I want you to write them down here in just a second. Some things I found many times, imagined fears are more responsible for failure in our life than the real action that a person may take anyway. So as your coach, listen, I'm telling you, we're going to have to learn to face your fears. A friend of mine just told me the other day that she had a fear of, she was claustrophobic. And so she made herself, she would book middle seats on the airplane just to try to overcome this fear. So what are you doing to overcome your fears, face your fears, work through your fears? You may continue to be afraid, and you will certainly be aware of all the things that could go wrong, but don't let those thoughts and don't let those concerns keep you from taking a shot at life, from accomplishing the things that you desire to accomplish. Because a lot of people are afraid to take a shot at their goals because they don't want to make a mistake. What if they don't accomplish it? What if they don't reach the goal? And from the sidelines, we can all see when we look at famous athletes or successful people in the splendor of their success from the stands, it all looks so glamorous. The cheers and the shouts and the applause and the paparazzi and all that kind of stuff, the limousines. But the view's quite different when you're in the center of the court, when you're in the middle of the game. So how do you overcome those? Fear is exactly what you must overcome if you want to be a winner. So how do you get past the fear? Let's look at a couple things I think will help you. And I've got these here in the book. You'll never move forward with anything that you want to achieve until overcoming that fear becomes an important, that thing that's holding you back becomes so vital that you must overcome, that you must get past, is the only way you're going to progress toward the goals and the things you desire to achieve. So write these four things down. Number one, fear number one, I've never done this before. It's outside my comfort zone. The fear of the unknown is huge for me. Fear of the unknown, we mentioned that earlier, can hold you back from achieving a dream or a goal that is very important to you. Listen, the world is large, and often, whether you like it or not, you'll just have to expand your borders if you hope to do anything great or to accomplish anything great. So what's important to you? Anything that is outside your comfort zone. Staying in your comfort zone is not going to get you anywhere, but you got to launch out if you want to have a lifetime of achievement. Fear number two, I could fail. Oh, what if I failed? The pain of failure is often crippling to people. But you can't let the fear of failure or the fear of criticism keep you from moving forward. That weight of that unwarranted criticism is often destructive in our lives. And, well, I already failed once. What if I fail again? What if I try again? We got to overcome the second one there, the fear of failure. I could fail. Charles Stanley says this. I got the quote in the book here. Fear stifles our thinking and actions. It creates indecisiveness that results in stagnation. I have known talented people who procrastinate indefinitely rather than take a risk of failure. Lost opportunities cause erosion of confidence, and the downward spiral begins. Listen, don't let the fear of failure hold you back from making the rest of your life the best of your life. Fear number three. People might criticize me, ridicule me, reject me. You've heard me tell the story and kind of where the name of this book came from, of Kobe Bryant set the record for the most missed shots in the history of the NBA. Most missed shots. 3 days later, he passed up Michael Jordan for the most points scored during his career. They said, how did you do it? He said, I just took another shot. He said, you can't let the fear of failure, which we did talk about, or the fear of criticism keep you from trying again. So fear number three, people might criticize you, ridicule you. Think about this twisted logic for just a minute. Do you really believe that the people who love you and that you love and that you trust are going to laugh at you or belittle you if you should fail at achieving something that's important to you? It'd be crazy. I mean, would you laugh at them? Would you ridicule them if they failed at their goals? Of course not. This fear so often is in your imagination. Try to keep things in perspective. Ignore the criticism, the pessimism, and all that kind of thing that people maybe on the fringes of your life are offering, and move forward with what it is and believe that the best is in you. Get around people that believe the best is in you and watch what you can do and accomplish. Fear number four, I might get hurt. Now, that's my fear for jumping out of an airplane. What if the parachute doesn't open? Well, that's more than getting hurt. But I might get hurt, maybe emotionally, perhaps even financially. And so, you might. I've tried some things. I mean, that's why in my other book, 12 Traits of the Greats, one of the top traits is courage. Because if you're going to do anything great, it's going to be risky. If you're going to start a new business, it's going to be risky. Start a restaurant. Financially, it's risky. But if you don't ever do anything, if you let that fear keep you from trying, you'll never really accomplish the things that you desire to accomplish. So, I mean, you can sit there and take a shot at greatness, or you can I don't think I could have ever done it anyway. So you got to learn to overcome these fears. There's so much more we could get into, but our time today is coming up. Listen to this. Don't be afraid of your fears. They're not there to scare you. They're there to let you know that something is worth it. That's really powerful. I encourage you, get out there, do something you've never done before. The world rewards action, not just thought. Don't just sit there and think about it. Even though we admire people who can dream and we highly esteem these great thinkers and philosophers, but the people that do something, that's the ones that impress me. You can sit and think about it all day, but what's that old Nike saying? Just do it. So I encourage you, just do it. Just get up and step out of your comfort zone and make something happen. Face your fears and accomplish great things. This is Dave Martin, your success coach. I encourage you, make sure you get that book, Another Shot, and make sure you share today's podcast with someone else. Tell them about it. Tell them to join us every week. They can receive the podcast, Success Made Simple. And let's make the rest of our lives the best of our lives.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media @DrDaveMartin.